KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school boys basketball action last night, Atlantic started the postseason with a victory. The second-ranked Trojans, a 63-43 winner over ADM at home last night in a Class 3A district semifinal. It was slow starting for Atlantic last night. They were down 9-2 right out of the gate as the offense was a little tough to come by early on. ADM sat in a 2-3 zone but played very aggressively, and Atlantic coach Steve Blazek said they made things difficult on the Trojans.
We just showed a little more composure. I mean, we were just seemed like the first half, we were just kind of out of sorts, you know. I don't know if we thought the game was going to be a whole lot easier than what it was going to be, but, ADM came out and they scrapped, did a lot of things well.
Atlantic had four players in double digits last night, led by Dalton Franken, who really had a big second half with 23 points, 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter as the Trojans outscored ADM 23-10 in the final 8 minutes of the basketball game. Franken struggled a bit offensively early on as well. He said ADM was tough to play against, but the shots started going down in the second half.
It's just kind of once you get in a rhythm is when the ball starts to drop, and we did that in the second half, but, I mean, we were taking good shots for the most part, and, you know, if they're not falling, maybe try to get it inside a little bit and then kick it back out, and the percentage usually goes up when it comes from the inside out.
In addition to Franken's 23 points, Chad Christensen had 15, a dozen for Harrison Hoyg, and 11 for Sam Markham as the Trojans improved to 21-1 on the season. And they move on now to the district final on Thursday night, where Atlantic will face off against conference foe Creston. The Panthers, a 79-49 winner over Winterset last night to advance as well. At a game between Atlantic and Creston in the district final, scheduled for Thursday night at Greenfield. We'll have the game for you live here on KJAN. Also in boys 3A district semis last night, it was Harlan over Glenwood 79-53. Carroll needed overtime to beat Greene County 59-52. Also, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Denison 63-41. In sub-state quarterfinal round action in Class 4A, it was Lewis Central advancing with a 56-46 overtime victory over crosstown rival Abraham Lincoln. Also, Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson 71-52. In girls basketball last night, regional final play in Class 1A saw Villisca beat Bedford 57-50, and Earlham knocks off Twin Cedars 79-59. Earlham and Villisca both advanced to the girls' state basketball tournament in Class 1A. In 2A, in regional finals last night, it was IKM Manning over Trainer 63-49. Also, Panorama moves on with a 52-40 victory over Northwest Webster. The Class 2A state tournament will include Panorama and IKM Manning. The girls' state basketball championships get underway next week in Des Moines. Well, tonight, more boys postseason basketball, Class 1A district semifinals scheduled for this evening. We'll have a game for you here on KJAN tonight from Oakland, as Chris and I will be there for the Cam Riverside matchup. Riverside, a top 10 ranked team in Class 1A, playing out of the Western Iowa Conference, will face a Rolling Hills Conference team in the Cam Cougars tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening at 7 o'clock. That's tip time 6:50. We're on the air with the pregame. You can catch it live here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Also on the web, we stream live at KJAN.com. And if you've downloaded the free KJAN app, you can listen on your iPhone or your Android-based phone as well. Also around the region coming up tonight, in district semifinals in 1A, it'll be Ankeny Christian Academy hosting Earlham. Guthrie Center is home to Woodward Academy. Arweva visits Lawton Bronson tonight. Murray is at home to Martinsdale St. Mary's. East Mills visits Sydney. Underwood is at home against West Harrison, while Villisca will host South Page this evening. All those games tip at 7 o'clock. Also in 2A district finals tonight in boys hoops at 7 o'clock this evening, it'll be Red Oak facing St. Albert. That game is at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. At Creston tonight, I-35 will face Nottoway Valley. And also at Denison this evening, it's IKM Manning up against Kemper Catholic. 7 o'clock tip times there as well, with the winners moving on. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Kansas State moved to the top of the Big 12 standings while spoiling the return of former Wildcats coach Bob Huggins. Will Spradling scored 19 points, and Nino Williams came off the bench to add 13 as K-State downed West Virginia 71-61. Angel Rodriguez finished with 11 points and 7 assists for the Wildcats, who took control with an 18-2 run in the opening minutes. Huggins received a warm reception in his first trip back to Bramlage Coliseum, where he went 23-12 as coach of the Wildcats during the 2006-07 season. The other top 25 game was in Pittsburgh, where Jerrion Grant and Jack Cooley each had 13 points as 25th-ranked Notre Dame rallied for a 51-42 win over number 20 Pittsburgh. Irish won despite missing 18 of their first 19 shots and trailing 19-3 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Eric Atkins added 10 points and 7 assists for the Irish, who improved to 9-5 in the Big East, snapping a tie with the Panthers for fourth place in the conference. Well, Indiana retains the top spot in the AP men's basketball poll this week, picking up 43 of 65 first-place votes. Miami slips up one to number two with 20 first-place votes, and Gonzaga jumps from fifth to third with the other two first-place votes. Michigan State leapfrogs four spots to number four, while Florida moves up two places to number five. Duke slips from second to sixth with Michigan, Syracuse, Kansas, and Louisville rounding out the top ten. Virginia Commonwealth is the only new team in the poll, returning at number 24 after a three-week absence. The only team to fall out of the rankings was Kentucky, which was number 25. They dropped out after a pair of losses last week. Iowa State freshman guard Kerwin Okoro got a brief respite from an extremely painful time when his basket capped an 87-53 victory over TCU on Saturday. It was the first action in 2 months for Okoro, who had just returned from his brother Idiago's funeral in New York. Idiago died earlier this month of colon cancer at just 28 years old, just 2 months after Okoro said his 72-year-old father, Stanislas Okoro, died of a stroke. Kerwin Okoro says the reception he got from his teammates and the Cyclone fans shows how much the program has become like a family to him. Well, the Los Angeles Lakers are mourning the loss of their longtime owner. Jerry Buss died Monday at the age of 80. Buss had been hospitalized for cancer, but the immediate cause of death was kidney failure, according to his assistant. Buss bought the Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings from Jack Kent Cook in 1979 and transformed the NBA team into Showtime. The Lakers won five championships during the 1980s Showtime dynasty and added five more in an 11-year span of Kobe Bryant's career. The Lakers made the NBA Finals 16 times during his nearly 34 years in charge. Magic Johnson tweeted after learning of Buss's death, "He was a great man and an incredible friend." NBA Commissioner David Stern called Buss a visionary owner whose influence on the league is incalculable. Lakers spokesman John Black says the Buss family will continue to run the NBA franchise. Chicago Bulls star Derrick Rose participated in five-on-five drills Monday, the latest step in his recovery from a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. Coach Tom Thibodeau told reporters after practice that Rose did what everyone else did. Rose has been sidelined since he tore his ACL late in last season's playoff opening win over Philadelphia. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In football news, the Chiefs have signed former Vikings safety Hussein Abdullah, who gave up football last season to make a pilgrimage to Mecca in an attempt to add depth to their defensive backfield. A practicing Muslim, Abdullah turned down a contract offer from Minnesota to speak at mosques across the country, along with his brother, former Cardinals defensive back Hamza Abdullah. The two of them journeyed to Saudi Arabia. Abdullah entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent in 2008. The former Washington State star made 24 starts in 54 games over the next four seasons for the Vikings, making 167 tackles and two sacks with four interceptions. He also was a contributor on special teams. The Chiefs have little depth behind their starting safeties Eric Berry and Kendrick Lewis. The Green Bay Packers have released six-time Pro Bowl center Jeff Saturday, who lost his starting job late last season. Saturday signed a two-year deal with the Packers as an unrestricted free agent last March after 13 seasons with the Indianapolis Colts. He had been the Colts' full-time starting center since 2000. In the National Hockey League last night, Ottawa beat New Jersey in a shootout, 2-1. It was Philadelphia clobbering the New York Islanders 7-0. Colorado beat Nashville 6-5. Montreal shut out Carolina 3-0. Toronto blanked Florida 3-0. It was Phoenix over Calgary 4-0. And Anaheim outskated Columbus by a 3-2 final. University of Miami President Donna Shalala has lashed out at the NCAA, insisting that its long probe of the Hurricanes not only come to a swift end, but result in no other penalties against the athletic department. Shalala called the investigation unprofessional and unethical after the NCAA said it was pressing on with the case against Miami despite several missteps. The NCAA has replaced its enforcement department and has thrown out all ill-gotten information gleaned from two depositions that could have been very damaging for the Hurricanes. The NCAA released the results of an external probe of how it investigated the Hurricanes after nearly a month after revealing what it called a very severe issue of improper conduct. Vice President of Enforcement Julie Rowe Latch lost her job in that fallout. In baseball news, Derek Jeter received an ovation that could be heard throughout Steinbrenner Field when he jogged onto the diamond for the New York Yankees' first full squad workout on Monday. Jeter took part in most of the team drills, including on-field batting practice for the first time since undergoing ankle surgery last October. The 38-year-old captain, who has been hitting in an indoor cage, also took part in a 25-minute defensive session at shortstop. Although he didn't take part in agility or running, Jeter got the day's biggest salute from the several hundred fans present when he first appeared. They also cheered when he lined a ball to right on his first batting practice swing. Milwaukee Brewers first baseman Matt Gamble has torn the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee for the second time in less than a year, and he'll miss the season. The 27-year-old was first injured May 1st when he hit a wall chasing a foul pop-up, cutting short his season after 21 games. Gamble re-injured the knee during the first week of spring training, and an MRI revealed that tear. And the Cubs have traded outfielder Tony Campana to the Arizona Diamondbacks for two 17-year-old pitchers. Campana was designated for assignment last week. The 26-year-old Campana appeared in 184 games over the past two seasons for Chicago. He hit a combined .262 with one homer and 11 knocked in. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.